Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, congratulations. You made it to another Saturday afternoon, and around this time of day, I start getting hungry. I start getting thirsty, and we are dialing up a delicious broadcast to you live from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Come on in. There's always a Power Happy Hour going on here at Acacia, and it is time to libate. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock on Power Talk 1210, and whether you're listening to us now on the radio, Power Clock 1210, KEVT, or maybe you're listening to us now live on our website, onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the 50 million monthly users that streams live worldwide on the TuneIn radio network. I am so glad you're here. We are here this Saturday celebrating the one-week countdown to Father's Day. We've got Dad at the center of everything we're going to be talking about here on this hour, and we're going to be talking about beef. We're going to be talking about craft artisan spirits. We're going to be talking about premium cigars. We're going to be talking about Dad's cocktails. And when we're thinking about great craft artisan spirits and cocktails like none other, our celebrity co-host seat goes to the honorable, the man, the myth, the CEO of the Independence Distillery in downtown Tucson, my good friend Don North, representing the house.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing so well, and I got to tell you, I told you this before we went on the show. There is not one person in this entire community that is looking more forward to the opening of the Independent Distillery downtown than I am. Selfishly speaking, of course.
It's just because you like to drink.
What a coincidence. Right. So anyway, the last time you were on the show, February the 21st,
right,
we sat down at Gio Taco downtown, and we got to know Don Northrup a little bit, a little bit about his family, a little bit about his ideas for bringing craft spirits to Tucson. You've been a busy dude over the last few months. Now get us caught up on where the Independent Distillery is now and how long we have to wait until you open those doors.
All right, I'll start off with how long the wait will be.
Okay.
We are, as of today, looking at 45 days till we open our doors.
45 days?
45 days.
Oh, I'm counting.
I wish I could say that it was going to be sooner, but inevitably, when you're starting a startup, you run into delays. So, yeah, 45 days. We've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
We've been hand-picking, hand-selecting spirits that we're going to be curating in our cocktail lists. We've been building out the facility. The front of the house is almost done.
Mm.
The distillery itself, build-out will happen after that front of the house CFO comes on board.
Right.
And then we'll play it from here, you know, from there going forward. We have really, really tried to repurpose, reuse everything local. So instead of going into this with the idea of we're going to buy everything new and build out, you know, our bar,
yeah,
we decided to source material locally, reuse. I mean, we took down a 75-year-old fence in South Tucson and have planed everything down, and we're making our interior tables out of that.
Oh, my gosh. Extraordinary.
Right. So the pillars that you'll see, the columns that hold up our bar, were sourced from the Gibson Market when the demolition happened.
Way to go.
Our barn doors are made out of the old 3-inch tongue and groove that was the drop ceiling in the Gibson Market.
Mm.
So everything we've done has taken time intentionally. We're going to open when the time's right, when we're done, and when we feel really, really comfortable that when we open our doors, we're going to deliver something beautiful.
I love what you say about taking the time, because when you think about it, when you're crafting spirits, this is a process that you don't want to rush.
Mm-hmm.
And you're adopting that same spirit when you're bringing the distillery, the bar itself, mm-hmm, to the people. It's intentional. It's thoughtful.
Yeah.
And I love when you say that you've been working very hard, because all it takes is a look at the Independent Distillery Facebook page. Every single image on every single post shows real people doing really hard work.
Absolutely. And the people are us. In everything that happens from the very beginning until the very end,
right,
it is, we're hands on. I mean, at one point kicked everybody out of the building for a month and physically built the bar. I could have hired people to do it, but it was something that I wanted to undertake it. So at the end of the day, I can say I'm proud of what I did. And my partners, my wife and Trevor String, can say we're proud because we did this.
Now, you say your wife here, she actually is sitting here now.
She with is.
Enjoying this delicious hour. The president of the independent distillery, the lovely Toby Hall, is here. And what a great partnership this is, both on the personal side and on the professional side. The fact that you can both sit here and smile at one another after everything you've been through 45 days before the doors are opening is true love manifest.
It is indeed. It is. I couldn't do this without her. She has taken the reins on a lot of things and pushed where we needed pushed and reeled us back when we needed reeled back. It's a perfect relationship.
So we're 45 days away from the opening of the independent distillery. Now remind all of our listeners exactly where the independent distillery is going to be.
Okay, we're located at 30 South Arizona Avenue between Congress and Broadway and 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue in what we like to refer to as the new heart of downtown. They've just put in a crosswalk on Arizona Avenue and Congress Street.
Oh, great.
And so what that does is it allows people on both sides to be able to get access to our facilities faster, both ours and Highwire Lounge.
Right.
And the back entrance to Gibson Market as well.
And Highwire just opened yesterday, I think, a couple days ago.
They had their soft opening Thursday, which went fantastic. Their hard opening was yesterday, last night. My wife and I were lucky enough to find a seat at the bar.
And you had to share it.
Yeah. We actually went in, and they were so busy, we left and went and had dinner and then came back and were able to grab a seat. The cocktails are amazing. Molecular mixology, I think they are the only ones doing it in town or doing it to the degree that they're doing it.
We're going to get down there and learn a little bit more about their story because I think it's a fascinating one. So we're starting out on the distilling side. Now, let me remind our listeners that the independent distillery is not just distilling spirits. It is a full-service bar experience from the top to the bottom.
That is correct.
But when you actually do engage in the handcrafting of these spectacular spirits, you're starting with vodka and you're starting with gin.
Correct.
Those two spirits, why are those the ones that you want to introduce the world to independent distillery right out of the chute?
In all honesty, money.
Yes.
What it boils down to is white spirits don't age.
I love it.
And so the quicker you can get them to market, the quicker that we can get working on bourbons, quicker we can get working on aged rums, whiskeys, things like that we really want to get into. But I am a gin hound. I love gins. So gins and bourbons are my thing. So it didn't affect me or offend me or make me sad that we had to work on white spirits to begin with, because they're going to be beautiful. And so, we're going to do things with barrel aging of gins. We're going to do things. We're going to release a Navy Strength gin, which is going to be at about 105 proof.
Oh, and that is gorgeous.
It won't feel 105 proof. What they say is bad alcohol burns, good alcohol warms.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So we'll be in that category.
I love it. We're talking to Donald Northrup, the CEO of the Independent Distillery and Tucson's Gin Hound in Chief. He's our celebrity co-host here on the menu live for our live broadcast from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. Now, we're celebrating Father's Day a week from tomorrow. This broadcast is all about Father's Day. Your stepdad plays an important role in your life.
He does indeed. I wish he was here in town right now. They're summering in Alaska, and they've been doing that for about 25 years. Oh. So they are in a little town called McCarthy, which is in the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. It's an old mining community that's been taken over by people that like to live out in the middle of nowhere, but still have some of the creature comforts. I mean, there's an airport that you can get into now and things like that, but it's pretty isolated.
You ever get a chance to go up there and visit?
Toby and I were up there 2 or 3 years ago for a summer. We did some whitewater rafting. We climbed around on glaciers. There's 7 glaciers that come right at their front door.
The Gin Hound climbs on glaciers.
I do.
I want to be you for just a weekend.
I drank 100,000-year-old water out of that glacier, and it was amazing. I wish that I could bottle that water and bring it down to you.
Well, let's get to work on that. How about a Kickstarter campaign? Let's
right?
do it.
Hey,
anyway, we're talking to Donald Northrup, CEO of Independent Distillery. He is opening his doors to the community for the first time in about 45 days, and we've got 10 million people listening now. They're going to be marking the red X on their calendar each and every day.
I hope they all come.
From now until opening day, and then shortly after that, we're actually going to be able to watch the process of the vodkas and the gins being distilled, and we are in for a treat. Anyway, thanks to you, Don Northrup, and Toby Hall, and everything you do. You're going to be libating a great community here, and it's going to be our personal privilege to be your guests.
Well, thank you.
Each and every night at the Independent Distillery.
I hope everybody comes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jerry Yang from Jerry Cigars. He's going to be revealing his personal picks for Father's Day sticks. And of course, if you listen to this show, you know that a premium cigar is at the epicenter of a great Father's Day experience. And we're going to be hearing from Jerry himself as he rolls out his picks for Father's Day. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. We are broadcasting live in our one-week countdown to Father's Day from Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, one of our favorite destinations for beating the heat in this great hot Tucson summer. As you know, we are 1 week away from Father's Day, and as you hear each and every week on this broadcast, there is one way to really celebrate what a culinary and cocktail encounter is, and that is with a premium cigar. And I know that a great cigar is at the epicenter of my own Father's Day experience, so you can't have a conversation about Father's Day without having a conversation with our good friend from Jerry Cigars, my good friend Jerry Yang is with us. Hey, Jerry, what's up, man?
We're doing all right. How are you?
Hey, we are rock and rolling over here, dude. I wish we were lighting up right now, but that'll be for our next show at Jerry's. But I can imagine, Jerry Yang, this next week is going to be one of the busiest weeks for you because your customers now have 1 week left to shop for Dad for Father's Day, and you guys have the biggest and best inventory of premium puros all over Southern Arizona. Of all the sticks that are catching your eye these days, Jerry, what are some of the ones you think Dad is really going to love this year?
Opus X by Fuente.
Yes,
Opus X. And we have them. This is the first time in a few years that we got them before Father's Day. So
wow.
So the
Opus X, you're shooting for the moon right off the bat. Okay,
yeah,
the Opus X, yep. I think, is one of the most spectacular sticks that's around. Fuente, you know, there was a day that these were so rare that cigar retailers had to put a two-stick maximum. Now, are people able to come in here and buy, you know, freely, or are they still under strict control?
We have no limits.
No limits of the Opus X. Now, are they still coming in a wide range of ring gauge
size?
Yeah,
we have about half a dozen sizes in, from medium to the bigger ones. So we have a good supply. So the three pack, the tens of three packs. So that would make a really great gift. And, you know, they're sealed so that they don't have to really do anything but just give them. Buy them and give them. Okay?
Now, Don Northrup fancies himself. He's our co-host here. He's opening up a distillery in downtown Tucson in 45 days. You had a question about a particular cigar.
My big curiosity as somebody who, you know, smoke cigars occasionally, I don't consider myself an aficionado, although I do subscribe to the magazine, is A. Fuente short stories. Why have they notoriously been hard to come by?
Well, they're not hard to come by. I don't know where you've tried to buy them.
Everywhere I go, it's we're out, or they're limited to maybe one box or two boxes, but then they put
that's what I meant. I keep two boxes here.
Do you?
I usually keep back stock of one to two boxes, but I normally have them. I haven't heard anything.
How quickly are you burning?
From Fuente, but usually during the summertime in Arizona, we slow down a little bit, and that might be a reason where, some people might not want to stock as many, but there's no shortage of them.
Okay.
I have a feeling Don Northrup is going to be driving down to Jerry Cigars immediately after this broadcast.
Yeah, I'm en route.
Remind all of our listeners Jerry, where Jerry Cigars is located so they can make sure it's on their map as they're shopping for Father's Day sticks.
We're at First and Wetmore, 4433 North First Avenue, across
right
the street from Jack in the Box.
A landmark destination for our audience, for sure.
Well done.
Right next to Batteries and Bulbs, if you're looking for hard-to-find batteries and... Right there, exactly. So what is it, Jerry Yang, about the Opus X that you... I mean, there's so many great cigars. Why does this one scream Father's Day special?
Well, it's a special occasion, and, most people won't smoke an Opus X every day. So it's a special occasion cigar. It's a good wedding cigar, good Christmas, good birthday cigar. It's an occasional cigar. It's not something you want to smoke every day, and so... instead of trying to buy, if someone's going to buy just, say, two sticks of a cheaper cigar, they should just splurge, and Dad will really appreciate just the one stick versus having two lesser sticks.
And it's because the price point for the Opus X, I mean, like you say, a special occasion cigar. I love the idea, and I didn't even know that they came in the sampler pack, but what are we looking at price-wise for these, Jerry?
About 15 to 20 a stick.
Yeah, 15 to 20 a stick. Great. Mm-hmm. And I hear on the sort of the strength line, some people say, well, that's
body,
a big cigar. It's a full-bodied cigar. It's a perfect cigar for having, after a big steak for Father's Day. And it really burns well. It burns even. There's no canoeing on it. It's got a beautiful long ash. It is really, I think, one of the best cigars that's ever been made. So Jerry Yang himself at Jerry Cigars on First Avenue in Wetmore says, Opus X has arrived. You don't have to wait until Father's Day itself to get them. So now is the time to shop. Now, Jerry, I was on your website the other day, and I saw some information about an event that you have coming up here. There's like a cigar tasting event. Talk
actually,
a little about
I have,
that.
Two things going on. On July 3rd, I'm going to have Customer Appreciation Day. Okay? We're going to serve cigars, food, and beer, no charge, starting at 4 o'clock the 3rd. Okay.
I'm on my way.
Let me make sure we heard you correctly. July 3rd at Jerry Cigars.
We're bringing in the AP from 10:55.
Oh,
that's beautiful suds.
Thing on the 3rd. And then on the 10th is an Ashton. It's called the Taste Challenge. It's limited to 32 people can attend. It's $30 a ticket. Includes three cigars from Ashton and an ashtray. And we're going to be, Ashton is going to be providing food and candy, candy and nuts and drinks to clean your palate.
Beautiful.
They're going to teach us how to clean our palates so that we can taste the cigar to its ultimate best.
there, you know, I always learn something every time I go to Jerry's. You know, July the 10th, there's this tasting, $30, get you three sticks and an ashtray, and you learn how to cleanse your palate the appropriate way. And on July 3rd, Customer Appreciation Day, cigars, food, and beer for free. I believe he said free. Yep. It's complimentary. That's what kind of spirit... That's what Jerry
has. I'm willing
has.
To pay.
He will gladly take your money if you want to shop in what I think is the finest humidor in Southern Arizona. But anyway, Jerry Yang from Jerry Cigars, happy pre-Father's Day. Thank you so much for everything you do in this community, and we can't wait to run down to Jerry Cigars after the show and see you face-to-face, man.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Thanks so much. We're talking to Jerry Yang of Jerry Cigars, helping us to pick out the perfect Father's Day stick. Father's Day is just a week away. He recommends the Opus X, which is one of the spectacular sticks under the sun. Get down to Jerry Cigars, again, on First Avenue in Wetmore, and go shopping for Dad. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, what does Father's Day look like in a glass? We're going to be talking to bar maven Kendra Johnson from Acacia, who's going to be dialing up some cocktails that only Dad will love. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210, live from Acacia, real food and cocktails. Stick around, we'll be right back. Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness. And it's always happy at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. There's great food here. There's great cocktails here. And there's our celebrity co-host. He's the CEO of the independent distillery and newly designated gin hound in chief for all of Southern Arizona, Donald Northrup. Now, you're going to be sorry that you said that.
I know, right?
On live radio. But anyway, as we were talking about a little bit earlier in the show, you can't imagine an authentic Father's Day experience without a cocktail being at the heart. I mean, and we want to know what Father's Day looks like in a glass. We want to know the kinds of libations that will bring a smile to dads from coast to coast. And knowing Albert Hall and his team, they're going to be bringing every dad from coast to coast here on Father's Day. It's just a week away, and we're going to be talking to Albert Hall and Chef Brian Smith about what Father's Day looks like on a plate. But you've waited long enough. The anticipation is over. Here she is once again. She graces us with her deliciousness. She's the manager and the bar maven at Acacia, the lovely Kendra Johnson.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
What's shaking, girl?
Not much. Just getting ready for a busy Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it's a busy Saturday. One of the things, we're going to be talking to Albert and Brian about this. One of the things we love about Acacia is this time of year, because there's always so many fun things going, events and classes and
yes,
experiences and tastings and encounters. But we're talking Father's Day. It's a week away, and we're talking cocktails. So when we're thinking about Dad's Day, how do you, with a blank canvas of opportunities, where do you go to put Father's Day in the glass?
Well, when I think of Father's Day, think of my dad, and he drinks something other than Bud Light. So craft cocktails is nothing, you know, nothing he's interested in.
Okay.
However,
we will forgive him.
Yes. When I think of a Father's Day cocktail, I would go with Manhattans, obviously. Old fashions. We have 35 plus bourbons and whiskeys to choose from. Rye, small batch.
35 bourbons and whiskeys in Acacia. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting applause here from Don Northam, who knows a thing or two about spirits in his own right. So Manhattans, old fashions, and you can sort of call the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Albert has always had some fantastic, even rare whiskeys that are hard to find in any other place.
He does. He absolutely does. From Blanton's bourbon, which would be Albert's favorite.
Of course.
Knob Creek rye, Bullet rye, to name a few.
Now, when someone orders a Manhattan or an Old Fashioned here, is it sort of the classic preparation, or is there that little Kendra
twist? I feel like I put
twist.
My own twist.
Look at love.
What
is
this
twist?
Talk to us about
that
twist.
When I make my Manhattans, I feel like I add a little bit more love to them. I add a little more cherries, maybe an extra slice of orange, and the muddle is the most important part. So if you're not doing that properly, the drink's not going
to
come out.
We refer to that as the 70s style.
Oh, yeah. I love just crushing some ice in there.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I mean, watching you work is, I think, one of my most favorite things about an Acacia experience. Because it's like dinner and a show. I mean, you do take your muddling pretty seriously here in Acacia. Right? I mean, it's an aerobic activity.
It is. It is. It's an arm workout.
Oh, so you've got great Manhattans, great Old Fashions. You've got this this constellation of bourbons and whiskeys that are available here behind the bar. But I see that you've brought us something to taste, to enjoy.
This is our big boy margarita. It's called El Jefe, after Albert.
Big boy.
Big boy margarita.
Oh, she knew I was coming. Okay.
It's Serrano-infused Salsa Gold tequila that will infuse for about 3 to 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
We then mix fresh oranges, fresh limes, lemons, with some Cointreau, cilantro, and cucumbers. And I know that's a lot, but once you taste it, it is amazing. Mm. It's amazing.
We just took a picture of this. It's going to be up on our Facebook page and our Instagram page here pretty soon, on the menu live, on every social media property you can imagine. This is a bounty of color coming off of a cocktail, which you wouldn't
pretty.
Think a cocktail should have an aesthetic experience, but this defies that notion.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm actually going in right now. The lull, the pause, is when the host drinks. Okay, talk about that rim, Kendra.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that rim seasoning. A what?
Tahini seasoning.
So it's like
a chili limon seasoning.
Chili limon and the beautiful spice. And what I love about this big boy, this El, what do you call it?
El Jefe.
Is that you still have celebrated the anchor of the agave.
Right.
You haven't done so crazy stuff with the cocktail. You haven't compromised the spirit, no pun intended, of the agave. And when we say great cocktails are all about great balance, and you really have brought together a whole symphony of flavors. Now, I love what you do in a glass.
Thank you.
I will travel miles to have you muddle. Don Northrup, what does your sophisticated palate say about the El Jefe?
It's boss-like. You know what? I thought it would have a much more of a burn on the finish, but it's light enough that it doesn't get you. You feel it, and it's got a kick, but it's not something that's going to scare people. So I think it's well-balanced for sure. So
you can drink. Thank you.
Yeah, I would call it a session cocktail.
Albert Hall says, yes, so much you can drink these all day. It's a sessionable margarita.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. Now, we talked about some great big and bold spirits here, wonderful bourbons, wonderful ryes, great craft whiskeys. This big and bold, big boy margarita, the El Jefe, I think really says Father's Day to celebrate Dad in a big way. But for folks that might not necessarily be on the cocktail side of things for Father's Day, you've got a pretty respectable list of alternatives.
We do. We have an amazing wine list that we work really hard on. You know, anything new and interesting we like to bring onto our list. We have some real big boy cabs on the list. Assortment of different bottled beers. Plenty to choose from.
And there's always a local beer on tap here.
Always. We actually have two now.
Saluting the spirit of local.
Mm-hmm.
Let's brag about your local brewers. Who are you featuring?
Dragoon IPA.
Great beer.
And Tucson Barrio Blonde.
From Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona.
It's delicious.
So you guys have found the best of the best. But anyway, Kendra Johnson is making friends wherever she goes. You got a big night here. You got a big week. I got to say, I had a big day here a few nights ago. I had dinner. That ribeye was off the hook. And Rose, I think, put her at the top of any server list. I think she just makes the experience altogether all the more real, all the more authentic. So anyway, thank you
to
you and your mixology team.
Thank you.
Father's Day is right around the corner. Try some wonderful bourbons and stretch your comfort zone, fellow foodies. If you're a Blanton's guy, God love you, but move around. Try some different things. Try some different profiles, because a bourbon is not a bourbon. It's not a rye. It's not a rye. There's some wonderful subtleties that you're going to find in all of these bourbons. I think you need a punch card. I think you need, like, a passport for your whiskeys where you just punch one and move the way down. I could camp out here at your bar. But anyway, Kendra Johnson, the bar maven and manager here at Acacia, happy day to you. And,
you
know, Father's Day is a big moment. We'll be pulling for you.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for libating us with love, as she does every night here at Acacia. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another couple of our valued sponsors. And when we get back, what does Father's Day look like at the center of the plate? The plate is bountiful, and Father's Day is alive and well, 1 week from tomorrow at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. We're going to be talking to chefs Albert Hall and Brian Smith to talk about what they have in mind for Father's Day. And folks, you do not want to miss one delicious minute. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. We are celebrating our 1 week countdown to Father's Day in all of its grandeur. We have our CEO of Independent Distillery, Donald Northrup. He's our celebrity co-host, and he is making a lot of friends. 45 days until the opening of the Independent Distillery downtown. I can't wait.
I can't either.
Anyway, and we should also give some props here to your lovely wife, the president of the Independent Distillery, Toby Hall, here, and she's married to the gin hound in chief of Southern Arizona.
Yes, she
is. How fortunate for her. But anyway, we're here talking Father's Day. We're here talking 1 week to go until the big day for Dad. And when we think about Father's Day, we look to a guy who had some wonderful things to say to me about his own father in an article I wrote in Inside Tucson Business last year. our next guest's father was a true foodie. Albert Hall told me that he was the only guy he knew that could strip 4 pounds of crab out of a 3-pound crab. that was the Honorable Albert Hall Sr. And here, his gift to mankind, carrying on the legacy for all foodies across the globe, my good friend, my brother, the executive chef, owner, proprietor, and chief bottle washer for Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Albert Hall.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Albert Hall. Where do we even begin with you?
Well, we need to begin by, and since it is going to be Father's Day, I got to tell you, my dad passed
a couple, 5-6 years ago. And I miss that guy.
Yeah.
And this time of year, it's special to me.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that. And I talk to people truly around this town who had the privilege of meeting your father. I mean, even Norma Gentry tells me about your father. And, you know, I never had the chance to meet him. But one thing that we do is we raise a glass and we celebrate what he did in bringing us you and your gift. His legacy lives on here at Acacia. And when we're talking about real, he's a real man. He served this country with real dignity and real service. And this is a real restaurant sort of paying tribute to him.
Well, you know, he certainly got out there and managed to procreate. he is truly a dad. he had 5 girls and 1 boy.
Oh my gosh!
And yeah, so you know, you got to give him an E for effort. I'm kind of towards the bottom of the. But he just kept at it, and it worked out pretty good. Truly a man who just loved food, to eat, loved to enjoy life with family, and he's my dad. What else can you say?
I love what he did. Yeah. You know, speaking of a guy who loves food and loves to cook is the gentleman to your right. His name graces the menu here at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails as well. And it's been a long time since he's been on the show, and I'm excited to bring him back because the last time he was on the show, you were guest hosting, so I've never had the opportunity to engage our next guest in an interview on live radio. The chef from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Brian Smith.
Hey.
BDS Cooks.
Yeah,
BDS
me.
Cooks on Instagram.
On
Follow
Instagram.
Him. Now look at your phone.
Right.
It's smoking. It's exploding. Last time I say one of the things, Albert Hall does not say no to anybody. So every event, every food encounter in Tucson, Acacia is always always plays a central role. And I get the opportunity to see you at all of these events, and you're sort of displaying the fruits of your hard labors. How do you prepare for these kinds of big events that Acacia says yes to? And when you're feeding hundreds and hundreds, nay, thousands, how does it even occur to you what to serve for something like that?
Yeah, Brian, how?
Me and Chef Albert, we both have a pretty good relationship as far as menu development and development for special events and talking and collaborating about what we have going on as far as, you know, what that's good food. Yeah, eat up.
I would take pictures first.
Yeah.
I have to take pictures.
So we, you know, me and Chef, you know, we'll figure out the event, figure out what's going on, and then kind of go from there as far as, you know, what we'd like to serve, what people would like to eat. That's kind of it. I mean, I think me and Chef, we work very well together as far as coming up with menus, and we don't beat each other up. And
well, that's a good thing.
And it's we come up with ideas kind of pretty quickly.
Well, the truth of the matter is I say yes, and then Brian pretty much does everything else. It works out. Well, not only does he do a lot of the menu development and design, but he does all the heavy lifting. And God bless him for that.
It's a young man's game right there.
It is. We've got some interesting stuff coming up that I hope works out real good for us. This big brisket cook-off that they're going to be doing down at the Hotel Congress.
Yeah. Now don't tell me how are you going to prepare, because I'm one of the 3 judges for that event, and it's a blind tasting. Well, so no wink, wink, nudge, nudge here.
You won't have to worry about it. Right? You and I know very well how that blind tasting works.
Yeah. So we're going to get into our sampling here in a bit, but Father's Day is a big day here at Acacia. It's a big day in the lives of a lot of us around this table. And when you're thinking about putting together a menu for Dad, okay, Kendra talked about what Father's Day looked like in a glass. When a dad walks through the door at Acacia on his big day, what is he expecting?
Well, you know, I only had one dad. And I know what my dad likes, okay? And my dad, you could seduce him with a big, thick slice of Arizona-raised prime rib.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what we're going to be serving for our Father's Day special.
Gosh.
We're going to serve that with a loaded baked potato, fresh vegetables. Comes with a nice Caesar salad and a dessert. What's the dessert going to be?
You could do a chocolate flourless cake.
Yeah.
With some salted,
flourless cake with sweet and salt.
A salted caramel ice cream on top of that.
With the flourless chocolate. It's like poetry.
Yeah.
Again, that just screams dad to me. Of course, au jus and the creamy horseradish and all the accoutrement that goes with it. But that's kind of what dads like. And you know what? If they don't like that, we've got a selection of fresh seafood. We've got salads. We've got so much stuff to choose from that there isn't a dad out there that isn't going to be able to find something really, really special to eat here at Acacia.
And every time you're on the show, we just love to sort of salute your spirit of local. Because you have great partnerships with great local purveyors, farmers, and such. So when you're thinking about an amazing off-the-hook prime rib, you didn't have to look far. Right here in Arizona, did you say?
Well, a lot of people don't know that this stuff is available.
Right.
And the more I talk about it, the more people are going to go try to find it, and then it'll be more expensive for me to buy it because everybody else is going to want to buy it. It's a supply and demand thing, right?
Right. So you buy your beef from Maine, is that it?
Yeah. We get it from a processor in Maricopa.
Great.
And it is Arizona raised. It's not an all natural beef, but we kind of got to weigh which way we're going to do it.
Of course.
And a lot of the ingredients that we get are all natural and organic ingredients. I will tell you that it is graded USDA Prime, which is. There's not a whole lot of that in Arizona, yeah. Being raised in Arizona.
Good luck finding it. Yeah, the fact that you're sourcing that is beautiful. Now, in terms of preparation, Chef Brian Smith, you roasting this off, you throwing it to get a nice sear on there. I mean, it's a prime rib, so you don't want to overthink it, but how are you preparing this bad boy?
We'll rub it. We've got a nice dry rub that we do.
So
we'll clean it up, we'll rub it down, and then we'll roast it at 225 for about three and a half hours. And that's it.
That's
simple.
All it
needs. That's it. That's all it needs. Yeah, simple.
We talked about trimming the fat on the show last week and getting the briskets ready. I don't like when they get too crazy with the trim. You like a little fat on the plate, right? It's Dad's Day, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Well, but we need some fat, right?
Well, we do need fat. Fat is good.
Fat is good.
Hashtag Chef Albert Hall himself.
Yeah. Hashtag fat. Chef Albert.
It's good.
It's good.
But we leave the right amount of fat on there.
Yeah.
What we like to do is prepare it. We'll trim it. We'll take this kernel of fat that goes through the chuck end of the prime rib.
Yes.
And then we'll tie it back together, and then we'll rub it. We'll let it go overnight, and then we'll slow roast it. But we do this so all we have to do is take the string off and slice it and serve it, and it's an absolutely gorgeous looking piece of prime rib.
Yeah, and I'm sure the preparation, the temperature of choice, at least for our listeners, is sort of a good, you know, rare plus, medium rare. Your servers instructed, how do they respond when there's always one guest in the room that orders the prime rib well done, and I'm sure they're still invited to stay, perhaps, in case you're really
here. And you know what, I have to tell you, it's funny, because the way we do our prime rib, because we roast it so long and slow, we can get medium rare end cuts,
and then, really,
yeah, which is just fabulous.
Oh,
if
that's
you like
delectable.
That, if you like that caramelized outer piece, that's just, I mean, come on,
that's,
you know,
that's
right?
The best
right?
piece.
That's where the flavor.
So you're getting the crispness with the rare.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and that'd be my call.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, people. I don't begrudge people for wanting to eat their beef medium well or well done. That's their prerogative. I think it's kind of sad though that when you get such an extraordinary piece of prime beef, that you would want to eat.
That you'd
it
want
well
to
done.
Do with it, right?
I mean,
right.
It's going to be delicious. Don't get me wrong. But you know, maybe go out on a limb. Maybe try it medium if you normally.
Exactly.
You know, just try it and see what you think.
I mean, you're trying other bourbons while you're here.
Yeah,
try a couple of other
exactly.
temperatures. So this is happening on Sunday, Father's Day. Reservations heartily encouraged. How do people go about doing that, Albert?
Well, you know, they can make a reservation using OpenTable on our website, which is
acaciatucson.com,
and just go to the reservation tab. Or they can use their OpenTable account online anywhere. Or they can call us at 232-0101.
And your hours for Father's Day dinner?
We're going to be serving from 4 until 8.
From 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Okay, get your reservations now for Father's Day at Acacia. Beautiful Arizona prime rib. Dad-sized salad. Loaded baked potato.
Loaded.
You know, beautiful bounty of vegetables. This flourless chocolate cake with a salted caramel ice cream. Hello, Dad. Yeah, right?
Sounds terrible, right?
That's all happening here.
You know, Acacia's open for brunch, too, that day from 11 to 2.
Oh, great point.
Tons of great stuff for Dad. We'll be running a Father's Day special also. Don't know what it is yet, but we'll make it really nice. And, you know, we feel obligated to take care of all those dads out there.
Of course. And you guys do it in such style and such grandeur. We love it. We want to remind all of our listeners that Brian Smith and Albert Hall, in their charity, are going to be giving one of you, fellow foodies, one of our listeners, is going to have the opportunity to listen for a trivia question. And if you think you know the answer, the first person in with the right answer is going to get a gift card to experience Acacia for themselves, which you can use it Father's Day, you can use it whenever you want, but that gift card is yours, so listen up for that. We're also going to be talking to Brian and Albert in a little bit about what else they have up their sleeve for a fun summer, and there's always something. I mean, these guys just finished a luau a couple of days ago. I said, there's always something fun, but you have brought out some things for us to taste to sort of give us an idea of this Acacia spirit, this Acacia style, and there are goodies aplenty here on the table. Chef Brian Smith, where would you suggest we start first on our tasting?
With the gazpacho.
With the gazpacho.
This is it's a watermelon gazpacho. It's got a little bit of avocado, a pickled watermelon rind, a little cucumber, and a little micro salad on there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really nice and refreshing.
First I've heard of bringing a watermelon into a gazpacho, so of all the flavors and colors that you can integrate into this classic dish, why go watermelon? What does it bring to the dish?
Just something different. And, you know, watermelon's in season right now. It's delicious and sweet. And they're Arizona-grown watermelons that we're getting them from Wilcox. So it's just a really nice product. It's really refreshing for the summer. And it's different. Everybody does a tomato gazpacho. No, you know, the watermelon's different.
Just brings a beautiful freshness to it that you wouldn't expect. And why, I mean, and again, the balance, just like that cocktail, Brian, the balance in this dish is beautiful. So you're letting the flavors work together, not overly dominated by one. I don't even think I need a spoon. Now, would it be appropriate? Would I be violating protocol if I actually were to hoist that glass and tuck it and take it down?
Go for it.
Okay. I mean, maybe when I take my headset microphone off. This is a nice, beautiful dish for this time of year, Don.
This is.
Jeez.
I would add some vodka.
You put some of that, like a cucumber-infused gin in there?
Yes, you could.
Oh, yeah. Bring a little juniper in there.
A Hendrix, a Square One, right out of the gate. Absolutely.
Or even a local gin, maybe.
Something that we produce, maybe, down the road. I'd love to work it out with you, for sure.
What does it take to get it? Yeah. Anyway, beautiful place to start. A beautiful watermelon gazpacho, thoughtfully prepared, thoughtfully plated up, and it really is a beautiful, light summer flavor. And again, that's what this is. Local, again, it's all about local. You're talking about local watermelons, they're right here. So where are we going next, Chef?
Oh, we got the famous chicken and Havarti dumplings, which I'm sure Matt has had a couple times, probably. we can't go wrong with the chicken and Havarti dumplings. It's something that's been on the menu for 10 years now, and we've changed it and done little things and tweaked it around and stuff, but the dumpling itself we hadn't really messed with because don't fix it if it's not broken.
Yeah, you know, you guys change your menu seasonally. You're always inspired by the flavors and the opportunities that the season invites. This is one dish that doesn't go anywhere. And the last time I had this dish, I actually asked Albert Hall if the sauce came at a venti. Because that's another thing that I could actually pick up and take down as quickly as I could that gazpacho, Chef.
A lot of people don't know, but that's actually my sister Betsy's recipe.
No kidding.
Yeah. She married... we didn't become really good friends until after she married him, but she married a Japanese gentleman named Kazushi Komodo, and this is one of the recipes that that she takes credit for that he actually taught her how to make. Mm. So they're since separated. And
she took credit.
But the funny part is, I see Kazushi on a regular basis. He lives up in Phoenix, and he's a very gifted sushi chef. I see him regularly, and it's like I could never imagine taking these off the menu because of the blowback I'd get from our customer base,
from your community. There would be pickets.
Yeah.
There would be pickets. And again, this is a dish that I think represents, you know, sort of profound differences in texture, because the texture to us is just as important as how something looks and how it feels and how it tastes. The texture's coming together. I mean, this is just done so beautifully. Pillowy soft, but these rich flavors, you've nailed it every time. And with something that's been on the menu for 10 years, I would imagine that the temptation is to sort of just show up and bang them out and get it done. But it looks like a dish and it tastes like a dish that you've just manifest that day. And well, that's the mark of a great chef.
Well, now, don't think for one second that we're not tired of doing these. Okay? Don't think about that. But we actually change this periodically. Brian, tell them what we changed on this.
It's got a it's a pickled it's a papaya, green papaya, like a green Thai papaya salad on the bottom of it that we're doing with a sweet chili vinaigrette. So it's a little bit different than the traditional cabbage slaw that we've done in the past.
So the set changes. Changes.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The anchor
yeah.
of the dish remains.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to go to that next dish right after our trivia question. But the time has come to see if one of our listeners is bold and courageous enough to, yes, call in and answer a trivia question. And whoever calls in with the right answer, the first person to call in, is going to get an Acacia gift card. Have you guys thought about what might be fun to ask our listeners?
No.
No, not at all.
Actually, I've got something.
Okay.
I think I have something.
All right. Remember, you're going
to
keep...
Do you want to do it?
It's your idea. Keep, you know, okay. Not too hard, not too easy, not too, you know.
Okay.
Let's do it.
There's a very famous local artist here in Tucson who is displaying two of this artist's work here in the restaurant.
Oh, great.
And she's very well known.
She...
Oh, did I say that?
That's fine. No, that's good. There's lots of she's in this community. Okay, there's a well-known artist
yes.
with her works here at Acacia.
Two of
her pieces
are hanging here in the restaurant.
She's an artist, and two of her pieces are hanging here in the restaurant.
And she's from Tucson.
And she's from Tucson. And we want to know...
Who is it?
Who is she? Okay, who is the artist that has two of her works hanging here in Acacia, very well-known female artist. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance to win an Acacia gift card. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. Live from Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. People are walking in the door. They've heard the story about these great dishes, these great cocktails, and maybe they just want to come in here and meet Don Northrup from the Independent Distillery in Tucson's Gin Hound in Chief. 45 days, you guys are opening down on Arizona Avenue downtown. This is an exciting moment for all humanity. It really, really is.
Very exciting moment for all of humanity.
Well, we've got some callers that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the question is, there's an artist in this community that currently has two of her works displayed right here at Acacia, and we want to know the name of the artist. And we're going to go to line one and see if, is it John? John, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, Matt. It's Diana Medeiros.
Diana Medeiros. Now, let me see. Chef Albert Hall, is that right?
Yes.
It's right.
It's not that Phyllis it's from not, Sheboygan.
It's not Phyllis from Sheboygan. Well, listen, John, congratulations. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling. Now, I don't want you to go away because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be Albert Hall's pleasure to mail you a gift card.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be – now, when you get here, I want you to go find Brian, go find Albert, jump up and down and let him know you're the one that won the gift card, and you'll get harassed, I'm sure, in some way or the other.
And, John, you know what? Sometimes it's about how fast you can dial a phone.
You got that
exactly right,
John.
Right. Congratulations. Happy Father's Day, John, wherever
Thank
and whoever you.
You
are. Thanks so much for listening. Diana Medeiros, an icon in this community and one of your neighbors here.
I love her.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's just fantastic.
Such a gift. We're going to get to our last item here for us to try, but before we dig into the pièce de résistance, you got some things up your sleeve going on this summer that continues to affirm my belief that Acacia is one of the great places to chill out all summer long. What do you guys got going on?
Well, you know, since we moved up from St. Philip's Plaza, it's been almost 4 years, right?
It'll yep. be,
well,
yeah, 4 years.
Wow. It'll be 4 years at the beginning of next year. We had that beautiful patio down there, and we always like to do live jazz. We haven't really been able to do that, but we decided, Lila and I decided, that in the month of June, on every Friday, we would love to do some live jazz featuring Ed DeLucia. And we're going to be doing live jazz from 6 to 9.
Oh, great.
For the fun. Last two Fridays in June.
Fun.
And that is going to be fun. That is going to be fun. We have some other stuff coming up, too. On the 27th of June, we have a cooking class, and it's a Peruvian-themed cooking class. Mm. So myself and Brian and our friend Sybil, who's from Peru, is going to be we'll be getting together. We'll be collaborating on all really cool things Peruvian.
And you going to be drinking some Pisco Sours?
Most yeah, likely. Probably. And the thing that's really cool is we drink Pisco Sours starting at 11 a.m.
Yeah. It's a session drink.
It's another
is.
Session.
It is, and we plan this out because we don't want to take up all your Saturday, and we certainly don't want to ruin your Saturday night. So there's plenty of time for a siesta.
Nice,
right? Yeah, of course.
Right. Okay, and then you can go party all Saturday night. What else do we have? Oh, that same day, we've got a little event going on downtown. It's the barbecue brisk. What do they call it?
It's the smoking showdown.
Yes, smoking yes. showdown.
Seven pitmasters vying for the pitmaster in chief in Tucson.
Well,
brisket is on parade, man.
I hope they have enough space on that trophy for both Brian and my name.
That's going to be a lot of fun. 6 to 9 at the so Hotel great. Congress. That's going to be a lot of fun as well.
We're really looking forward to that, and we're going to be going old school with it. We've got a old hardwood smoker, and we're going to be doing it all at once. So. Yeah, we get pretty serious about this kind of stuff.
Love
so.
It. AcaciaTucson.com, all the information, go on to calendar. It's all there. We've got about 30 seconds left before we have to say goodbye. Talk to us about this last dish that you brought out for us to enjoy.
Brian, go.
All right, this is the newest item to the menu. It's a pork spare rib that we've marinated in soy and mirin and sambal and brown sugar and all kinds of good stuff, ginger and garlic and scallions. We marinate it overnight. We slow cook it. And then when we pick it up, we flash fry it and toss it in cornstarch. So it's really crispy on the outside, and the inside is super nice and tender. And then we're topping it with scallions, some puffed white rice, and some sesame seeds.
Oh, man, that is just poetry in motion. We're going to dig into this right after we get off the air. But unfortunately, time has come for us to say goodbye. We have Albert Hall, Chef Brian Smith, and our celebrity co-host from the Independent Distillery, Don Northrup. Thank you so much for each and everything that you guys all do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tucson, we love you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever. The entire show, yes, the entire broadcast is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. And you can also download it free of charge from the iTunes store. Go shopping for all of our award-winning broadcasts. You'll be glad you did. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Don Northrup reminding you, if it is Saturday from 4 to 5, it is on The Menu Live. And don't forget, Father's Day, Acacia, Real Food and Cocktails, Sunday, June the 21st, acaciatucson.com for all you need to know. Bring Dad, show him how much you love him. I love mine. I only wish he was here for me to take to Acacia. Happy Father's Day.